short piece, I guess, a lecture from given in London, August 30th, 1922, by Rudolf Steiner. It's in the selection Staying Connected, and it's number 12. The overview. To communicate with the dead, as we have learned, we need to speak the language of the dead. This language, Steiner tells us here, is a language of verbs. Everything is related to activity and movement, not nouns. The dead do not understand nouns. Their world is one of openness and connection. They do not understand anything that is closed off. Rather, they live in a heart world, an image world of weaving, interconnecting feeling. The Language of the Heart, London, August 30th, 1922. Ellipsis. I would like to begin by pointing out that while it was important for the earliest initiates to look up into the spiritual world from which humanity descended and clothed itself with an earthly body, and while, for later initiates, such things as I characterized by pointing to Greek portrayals of a descent into the underworld were important, it is the obligation of modern initiation, as I have already said, to seek as knowledge the rhythmical relationship of heaven and earth. This can only be achieved if we consider the following. Certainly we must know heaven, and certainly we must know the earth, but then we must also look at human beings, in whom among all the beings around us, heaven and earth work together to create a unity. We must look at the human beings, and that means we must look at them with our sun eye, with our heart eye, with the whole human eye, E-Y-E, the human being. Humanity contains infinitely more secrets than the worlds that we can perceive with our external organs of perception, that we can explain with an intellect bound to the senses. The task of present-day initiation knowledge is to come to know the human being spiritually. I would like to say that initiation science wants to come to know everything for this reason, in order to understand the human being through knowledge of the whole world, through knowledge of the whole cosmos. Compare the situation of the present-day initiate with the situation of the ancient initiate. Because of all the abilities that existed in the soul of ancient humanity, the initiate could awaken memories of the time before the descent into an earthly body. Initiation, therefore, for the ancients was an awakening of cosmic memories. Then, for the Greeks, initiation meant looking into nature. Modern initiates want to know the human being directly as a spiritual being. For this, we must now acquire the ability to set ourselves free from the grasp of earth, from the ties connecting us with the world. I would like to repeat an example that I have just recently mentioned. Achieving a relationship to the souls who have passed through the gate of death, who have left the earth, either recently or long ago, is one of the most difficult tasks of initiation knowledge. However, it is possible to achieve such a relationship by awakening forces that lie deeper in the soul. Here we must understand clearly, however, that we have to accustom ourselves, through exercises, to the language we must speak with the dead. This language is, I would like to say, in a certain sense, a child of human language. But we would go completely astray if we thought that our earthly human language could help us to cultivate communication with the dead. The first thing we become aware of is that the dead are only able to understand for a short time what lives as nouns in the language of earth. What is expressed as a thing, a closed-off thing, the characterization of a noun, is no longer present in the language of the dead. In the language of the dead, everything is related to activity and movement. For this reason, we find that some time after the human being has passed through the gate of death, they have a real feeling only for verbs. In order to communicate with the dead, we must in some cases direct a question to them, formulating it in such a way that it is understandable to them. Then, if we know how to pay attention, the answer comes after a while. Usually several nights must pass before the deceased person can give us an answer to our questions, but we must first find our way into the language of the deceased. Finally, the language appears to us, the language the dead actually have, the language the deceased have had to live. Let me start that over. But we must first find our way into the language of the deceased. Finally, the language appears to us, the language the dead actually have, the language the deceased have had to live into after death, distancing themselves from the earth with their entire soul life. We find our way into a language that is not at all formed according to earthly conditions, but is rather a language arising from feelings, from the heart. It is a kind of language of the heart. Here, language is formed in the way vowels or feeling sounds are formed in human language. For example, when we are amazed, we say, "Ah," Or when we want to lead ourselves back to ourselves, we speak the E sound. Only in such instances do the sounds and sound combinations receive their due, their real meaning. And beginning with such instances, language becomes something that no longer sounds bound to the speech organ. It is transformed into what I have just described, a language of the heart. When we have learned this transformed language, the forces that rise from the flowers give us information about humankind, and we ourselves begin to speak with what comes from the flowers. When we enter into the tulip blossom with our soul forces, we express in the imagination of the tulip what is expressed here on the earth in the formation of words. We grow again into the spiritual aspect of everything. From the example of language just characterized, you see that human beings grow into entirely different conditions of existence when they have gone through the gate of death. You see, we really know very little about a human being if we only know his or her external side. The modern science of initiation must know the other side. This begins with language. Even the human body, as it is described, if you read the relevant literature, becomes something else for us. The body becomes a world in itself when we grow into the science of initiation. Ellipsis and the quote-unquote end of Lecture 12, very short one.